good to be a part of the kingdom of God. Part of the kingdom of God. Thank God for our young adult choir. Hallelujah. Thank God for them. We still, y'all go gave me the okay. Go another time. If God be for us, who can be against us? Number 27. And I want to let y'all know I appreciate you. But let me go another time on this message. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. If God for you,
amen.
Who can be against you? Don't you never take that lightly.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Don't you never take that lightly. When I started preaching, I ran up on that. The Holy Ghost let me stumble up on it. I don't know what it done, but I've already crazy. I got crazier. Yeah. When I read, if God be for us, talking about the saints, who can be against us? That's something to think about. You got to let that meditate down in your soul. Not the matter that you won't have no trials and no tests. I don't care what you have to go through with. If he for you, who can be against you? Choir just got through saying a song. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. God is on your side. If he on your side, who can beat God? I know we saying this. You got to have faith in this. You got to have faith in it. You can't just say it and just forget it. It means just what it said. If I'm for you. And I've been preaching on this 27, this is the 27th message. And some of you ain't got it yet. I haven't yet. I mean it. You've got to have faith in this. I found out something. I found out we've become Christians. You're trying to feel like you ain't going to have no trouble no more. That's when it began to start. That's when it began to start. Yeah, before you become a Christian, you and the devil walk together. That's right. I know it sounds funny, but that's right. He's your buddy. He's your pal. But when you got converted, you became his enemy. Any way that he can stop you, he gonna try. But Paul said, if God be for you, who, name somebody who can be against you. In other words, you gonna make it. You gonna make it. Every devil in hell can't stop you. You gonna make it. God ain't got his children out here crying and whining, in a sense.
You whine because you want to whine. You got a father by your side. I'm telling y'all this again, Sister Beverly. You know, when I was a boy, it happened to think about it. I told y'all I had three brothers older than I was. Two twins. And then Frank Jr. Mm-hmm. You mess with me. They backed me up.
All right.
Especially Frank Jr., the oldest one. He was a bad joker in, in my community, you know that. But McLean, Frank Jr. died.
Come on,
died.
Come on.
Manny and Daniel still around.
Yeah.
Manny gone, but that's when we were children.
Uh-huh.
Manny with the army. But I had to pick on me or get me another buddy.
That's right.
I had to get somebody else to lean on.
Yes, sir. And I'm with you.
He my elder brother.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
And when I started preaching,
well,
pastoring, let me put it like that. They talking about running me out of Bessemer.
Uh-huh.
But I stumbled up on what Paul said. If God be, who can be against you?
Look at you, Pastor.
Try! It works! It works, buddy. If he on your side, who? I don't care who it is. Look like they're getting the best of you, but I dare you to stand still. He'll make your enemies be your footstool. Nothing too hard for God. All things are possible with Him. Don't look like it, but it's possible. You just got to what? Trust it. He'll make your enemy give you a piece of berry. Gotta read my scripture. Let me go on. Look at 1 John. Look at 1 John, the 3rd chapter. Lord Almighty. First two verses. Oh, John said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons, the sons of God.
Right.
Boy, let me stop right there. That's, what style of love is this? What fashion of love is this? That we can be called sons of God. Oh, the mercy. What honor. I said, what an honor.
All right.
See, we take that lightly.
Yes,
what an honor that God can own me as a son.
Yeah.
A son. A son. Now look at your neighbor. If you've been born again, look at your neighbor and say, I'm a son of God. Don't be scared to tell him, I'm a son. I'm a son of God. God Almighty. And if you tell a sinner that You are a son of God.
Yes.
He gonna look at you crazy.
All right.
And call you insane.
Right.
Something got to be wrong with it.
Yeah.
How he can be a son of God.
Right.
Listen what the Bible says.
Hey.
We are what? Sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. He hollering, he a son of God. They look at you crazy. And then old John kept writing. He said, behold now, are we the sons of God? Lord have mercy. And it does not yet appear what shall be. Lord have mercy. In other words, I don't know how I'm going to come out at the end, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Be like him. We got the faith that we know we're going to be like him. I may not favor him now.
All right.
But one day, we'll be like him. On the outside and inside. Bless his holy name. Ain't you glad that you're the child of God? And old John said, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Why are you being surprised? Because the world hates you. Remember, they hated me first. And if they hate me, they gonna hate you. Because you are the same blood that heals. And some of y'all make it bad, man. Some of y'all, we know we got neighbors and mom and father been fighting 50 years against neighbors. You know what I'm talking about. They've been, it done something to me way back then. And now 40 more years, they still hate you, buddy. And if you just about one of them children, they start with the children too. Keep on going. But ever since Jesus got here, I'm about to get happy now. Ever since he got here, they hated him. Didn't they hate him? Matter of fact, they wanted to kill him while he was a baby. I said, while he was a baby, they wanted to kill him then. But if God be what for us, I don't care how close it look like, but if God for you, who in the world can be against you?
Nobody.
Preach up in here.
He had to run for his life.
Yes, he did.
A little baby. God's son. God Almighty. They don't realize who made this world.
All right.
They were running, Brother Mel. You know Mel, not a brother. Right. They were running, trying to kill the one who made the world.
Go ahead.
Jesus made the whole world.
Yes, he did.
And then trying to kill him.
Yeah, that's right.
Think. Let me say, y'all got to think on that.
Reverend,
Now think. Now, how in the world they going to kill the one who made the world?
All right. Go ahead, Pastor.
Tell me how. That's the very reason, the kind of faith we got to have.
That's right.
You've got to believe that God is with you. Watch this. If God does not want nothing to happen to you, can't nothing touch you. If he wants somebody to bother you, he gonna allow him to do it. If he caught hell, we're gonna catch hell too. But you can't be never defeated. You can't never be defeated. That's why we gotta put it out of our spirit. I cannot never be defeated. Why, Reverend Walker? I'm a son of God.
Yeah.
You may knock me down, but you can't knock me out.
All right. Yeah.
Because I'm a son of God. If he falls, who can be against us? And my brothers and sisters, some of you ain't got it yet. I know you ain't got it yet. Go home and read Romans 8, please. Some of you haven't read it yet. I've been preaching on it 26 weeks. That was my sermon. This 8th chapter of Romans, it is to encourage the real church of Christ. I ain't said phony. The real church of Christ. It is to comfort the church. Strengthen the church. Support the church. Sustain the church. Refresh the church. Cheer up the saints of God. Waiting until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go home and read it. If you've been born again, read it. And not talking to unborn again folks. 8th chapter of Romans talking to only those who've been born again.
Right.
Read it prayerfully and see how your spirit spark up.
Yes,
it'll sprout up.
Yes,
it'll increase your faith.
Yes.
Faith come by what? Hearing.
Yes.
Keep on hearing the what? Word of God.
Yes.
That's how you build your faith up. You build it by reading the Word of God and have trust in the Word of God. Your faith build up. While you think you can't make it, but keep on reading, you will make it. Because you got to keep on reading. Faith build up by listening at the Word of God.
Time, man.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Got to read it. And after reading it, you got to what? Believe it. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, right now, while I speak, we are sons of God. Who said that? Right there, baby. Okay, sit down. Wait on that. She said it right.
That's right.
You've got to think about what I said.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Not tomorrow.
Now.
Not I was a son last month.
Yes, sir.
Right now, as I speak, if you've been born again, you are right now a son of God.
That's right.
God does not have stepchildren.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Go ahead,
Pastor.
That's right.
One blood. One blood.
Yeah.
And that blood was Jesus.
All right.
God Almighty, you are a son of God. Bless his holy name right now. And we spiritually sons of God. Watch this now. Spiritually sons of God. The real church of God have already taken on the likeness of Jesus in our soul. in us. You can't see the mark, but inside, I'm a son of God. Outside, I'm a son of Adam.
All right. All right.
But inside, I'm a son of God.
Thank you, Adam.
I took on what Adam had, this flesh. But Jesus, hallelujah, he brought the blood down. Because of his blood was shed for me, I believe what he done. I believe he died. I believe he rose. That make me a son of God in my soul. My soul.
Yes, sir.
My soul is new.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My soul.
Yes, sir.
Inside. I'm a son. And you tell a sinner man, you a son of God, he called you crazy, but you just can't see my father and my elder brother. He on the inside.
All right.
I mean, some of y'all look at me like, yo, what that fellow saying? You a son of God. God Almighty. Son on the inside. And my brothers and sisters, listen to John. Not only inside, but that second verse, behold now the Son of God, and it does not appear yet what we shall be. But when we see him, we'll be what? Like God Almighty. Outside, you don't see him. Inside, he in there. And my brother and sister, our mortal body will put on immortality. Mortal talk about something will die. Something going to pass away. But something else going to happen to us. We free, God Almighty. After a while, we'll be free from sin, free from sickness, free from sorrow, free from death. But right now, we still in this old body house is hurt, have disease in it, anything can happen to it. You can see it, but on the inside. God don't fix me on the inside. God don't fix you on the inside, but folk can't see that. The only way they can see it, you got to act like Jesus.
All right, all right. Yeah, yeah. All right, go ahead.
You don't look like Jesus. I know I don't look like Jesus. But we can show him.
Yeah.
Yet still he on the inside, but we can show him how we act like him. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Don't hit me. Watch this. Where I used to steal, I don't have to steal no more. Jesus on the inside. And if I don't steal no more, I'm showing you who. Jesus. Getting quiet on me now. I know you're getting quiet on me.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Go ahead, Pastor. Well, I used to lie all the time. I don't have to lie no more. I'm showing you who on the inside.
Come on here.
Why I used to dig ditches for my brother. I don't do it no more. My brother. Not a homosexual either, but I love him. Because I love him in my heart. You got to show him on the outside, but he's still on the inside. But one day we'll be seen on the inside. He on the inside. When he see us walk like him, talk like him, they'll know he been with.
That's what they say.
When they saw the boldness, Jesse.
That's it, brother.
Peter and John. They took knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Them old scoundrels must have been with. They don't mind me calling them scoundrels. They were the enemy church. Them scoundrels look like they've been with that fellow named Jesus. Washington didn't look like Jesus. God Almighty. But the work that they done showed Jesus. Called the characteristic of him. When you started knowing his characteristic, they know he been with Jesus.
That's it.
He on the inside. And one day, this mortal gonna put on immortality.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. After a while, I won't need a walking stick.
All right. Oh, yes, sir. All right.
After a while, they ain't gonna have no headache tabs in my pocketbook. After a while, I don't have to go to, call your wife's name, man, Dr. Morgan. Because I'm already fixed on the inside. Fixed on the what? The inside. God Almighty. Just, I'm going to pull off this old house here and put on a house like Jesus when he got up out that grave. No more sickness. No more medicine. No more crying. No more dying. I'm going to get rid of this house right here. That's his holy name. Paul, get your Bible. Somebody looking at me funny. Look at First Corinthians 15.
Yes, sir.
Well, I stopped off it anyway. 15, 53 through 58. God Almighty. Y'all gonna get this stuff, buddy.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
This stuff here is corrupted outside. This flesh, I know it. I know you're a fox and you're looking good. I know I'm handsome and looking good, but it's gonna rot. It's corrupted. It's corrupted, mortal, corrupted. If you don't bathe, you'll stink. Coffee's corrupted. Corrupted. It's going to rot. You get sick. But Paul said God done fixed it. God Almighty. We ain't going to need this dust after a while. It's going to wear out. Old folks, you say every time you step, you know, you count the days. The days getting shorter now. All of you get, the days get short on you. The old folks, you talk about that stuff.
Yeah,
I can't get around like I used to get around. And this old martyr don't get weak. But Paul told us something here to give us some strength here. They gonna wear out on you. But Paul, look at 15 for me. 1 Corinthians 53 and 58. Let's see what it says here.
So, when this corruptible, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. That's what you want, Pastor? 54.
15, 53 through 58.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Death is what? Swallowed up in victory. It's going to overcome death. It's going to swallow it up in what? In victory.
Amen.
Death can't do nothing with it. God, death is a bad fellow. Death have no respect to person. Death have only one job. He got that job from God. Death don't make nobody sick. Death only come at you. And he get all the tolling from God. But these old flesh bodies, they're going to be corrupted. God Almighty. Yeah. But this mortal is going to put on immortality. God Almighty. And after they put on immortality, the past is going to come to a pass saying it's followed up. You tell me somebody can do something with death? Yes. Death is a bad fella. Death even robbed the cradle. He had no respect to person. But always remember this now. He cannot move except God allow him to move.
Amen.
If death can do what he wants to do, you think he'll sit back and let us sit here and holler? Yes, no. He take orders totally from God. Totally from God.
Amen.
Death know how to do but one thing. That come get you. He don't come give you no heartache. No headache. He come at you. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Oh, death.
Oh, death.
Where is thy sting?
Oh, grave.
Where is thy victory?
Now look what God telling us. We afraid of death. Most of all of us afraid of death. Boy, if death walked down that aisle, Lord, I must. Look at those, I see who can I get. But he only get those who God send him after. I know sometimes, watch this. Make this a plane. Now just like 4 or 5 of us in the car. Little Harold Rick, hoping to never happen, but I'm just trying to get y'all to see my point.
Yeah.
And 2 of us get killed. Did you not know what happened? God told death, take Jimmy and Mary, leave Sally and Mac and Bob there.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mama.
He take orders.
All right.
If death can do what he wants, he'll kill everybody in here.
Right.
He loves his job. But he takes orders totally from God.
All right.
God got the victory over death.
Yes,
Paul even making fun of that death.
All right.
He making fun of it.
Right.
Paul sticking his tongue out at death.
Right.
Oh, death. Uh-huh. Where is your what? Slain.
Yeah.
God Almighty. He can't stain you except God allow him to stain you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, grave, where is your victory? Because Jesus already done fixed that.
All right.
Grave thought he had Jesus. Lord, have mercy.
Go ahead,
that means Paul making a fart out of death right now.
Yeah.
Death is a bad joker. Folks afraid of death. But Jesus, what created death? God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus fixed it.
Yes,
when he was put in the grave.
Yeah.
And when he was put in the grave, they thought they had him.
Yeah.
But it's a strange thing, Brother Mayor.
Uh-huh.
But. Why God a grave?
All right.
What we standing around a grave? Who gonna get up out of grave?
Yeah. Well,
when I was a boy, we were afraid to go by a graveyard.
Yeah,
That's right.
Y'all remember when we were back in the old days? We fly by a graveyard.
That's right.
Yeah. Afraid to go by a graveyard. Death is tough. He's tough.
Yeah.
But they put the wrong man in there.
Oh, yeah.
They put the man in there who created death. We got him. God Almighty. We got him. Y'all, can I say this? Let me say it. Please,
go ahead.
I've got to tell you, old Stubb said something. He had that thing together, boy. Old Stubb said he had watching the grave. folk watching the grave, and they put Jesus in there. And trust to put folk that are watching to hold him in there. And he's sealed it up. And old Satan sitting on this throne. He got to worry about Jesus. He called death. Satan called death. Grrr, telephone. Death picked up the telephone. Say hello. Satan said, Death, I'm just checking on that man named Jesus and see, is he still in there? Oh, yeah, yeah. Master, he's there, he's there. Death said, he's there. I'm looking at Adam, he's there. Go on, just go on and rest. Just take your own rest. After a while, grrr,
why did you bother me?
Never. Oh, death said, hello. The devil said, it's me again. Death said, Master, you just worm yourself to death. I'm looking right at him. He's dead. He's dead. I'm looking at him. I got him. I got him. The devil said, okay, I'm going to sit down. Hello? I'm just worried about I don't told you. What you gonna rest? Harder you work, come on work now. You gonna rest yourself. He said, I know, but you remember you said you had Lazarus. you that's what got me worried. You said you had left.
Yes.
And he stayed in the grave 4 days.
Yes.
And 4 nights.
Yes.
Somebody got him up.
Yes.
That's what got me worried.
Yes.
I got him.
Come on.
Go to sleep. But they couldn't hold him in the grave. God Almighty, they couldn't hold him. He got up out the grave. And when he got out the grave, he said, I got all power. But lawyer, go and look up power. Well, oh, just mean oh.
Come on, come on.
Look it up in the Greek and the Hebrew. It's gonna tell you it's just no more. I got all power in my hand.
Well, come on.
And I'm the only one. Control everything. Death is in my hand. Life is in my hand. Really? We don't know what time it was, but early Sunday morning, Jesus, Mary, baby, Jesus. My rock in a weary land. Jesus. My way out of no way. Jesus. My bridge over deep water. grave with all power in his hand. Am I right about it? That same Jesus, he the one told Paul that God be for us. Who can be against us? Paul wrote what the Lord told him to write, but God let him experience something that he never experienced before. Paul was a bad joker. He persecuted the church, going down to the masters, going to kill some more church folks. But he met Jesus. I say he met Jesus. When he met Jesus, if God be for us, this is what Paul had to write. If God be for us, who can be against us? He on your side. He on your side. He on your side. He on my side. If he on your side, hold your head up. Walk like a champ. Walk like you've been born again. Walk upright. Let the world know he died. He died. He died. But early, 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 early.
Bravo. Bravo. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sunday morning, he got up out the grave with all power. Y'all can sit down. Paul. I got a few more minutes. Paul making fun at death. Paul calling death a joke. That's marking death. Yeah. Where is your sting? God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
The sting.
Watch this.
Of death is sin.
God Almighty.
And the strength of sin is the law.
Watch this now. You're trying to explain some tools. The sting of death is what? And the strength of sin is what? What give sin strength is the law of God. What do you mean by that, Roman? God told us what sin was.
All right, all right.
That's what gives sin strength.
All right.
I don't told you what sin is. All right. Now it got strength because I told you what sin was.
All right. All right.
Sin will kill you. That's what gives it strength. Right. It's my law. I told you what sin was. Now I give it strength. That's where he get his strength from. The wages of sin is what? Is death. Well, the Bible told us that. That's where it get his strength from. Y'all got that? You ain't got to go to where I'm going to prove what sin is. This will tell you what sin is and what sin is not. This tells you what sin is and what sin is not. I don't care how man trying to twist it around. This tells you what sin is and what sin is not. If you don't, you got to meet God. That's what gives sin strength. Because God told you what it is. The law. God's law gonna stand.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Well, I don't believe it. Well, that's your business. Keep on and see. Yeah. It gives sin strength. The law gives it strength because God told you what sin is. I don't care what man do, man changing everything. You better stick with what this Bible says. If God said it, you got to pay for it. That means you got to have to ask for forgiveness. Because I know it's what? Sin. He said, if you confess your what? He's faithful and just to forgive you of your what? Sin. Come on, I told you what it was and what it is.
Yes, sir.
His law, not man's law, not man got all kinds of crazy laws.
Amen.
But God's law is truth.
You right?
I don't see nothing wrong with it. Check it out and see. He said it was sin.
All right.
And if God said it was sin, it's what? Sin.
All right.
Because it's God's law.
All right,
that's what gives sin strength.
Uh-huh.
You got to face it.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. We love it. The devil's slick. That's kind of smart. He never trying to tell you the plain thing like it ought to be. He said, well, he comes and says, well, no, God don't mean that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? That's the devil. If God called it sin, buddy, it's sin. Let nobody mess you up. This the law of God right here. This the law of God right here. Read on, Paul.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's where your victory comes from. That's where my victory comes from, is through our Lord Jesus Christ. We victorious already. Paul said, if God be for us,
all right,
who can be against us? Name something. Can't nothing be against you if he on your side. Yes, we're going to go through some trials. Yes, you're going to go through some trouble. Yes, you're going to have this. Yes, but God said you're still going to come out victorious. Victory is mine. Look at your neighbor and say, victory.
Victory
is mine. God of mine. Victory.
Yes, sir.
Stop walking with your head down.
Victory.
Yeah. Walk with your head up.
Amen.
Not with pride,
right,
but humble.
Say it now.
Let the devil know I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
I belong to the Lord.
Yeah.
You may not see it on the outside, but better you just see my inside.
All right. Yes, sir.
And one day, we'll be like him.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Now, only one thing about this, Brother Lee. I'm got to go another Sunday on this. As long as I got another Sunday. Is it all right?
Okay.
He better say it's all right.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I got it okay, all right?
Amen.
I better check with my lawyer, too. It's all right?
All right.
May take me to court. I don't know what he may do. You ain't going to court. I know you. Okay, may God bless all of you. Let us all stand.
Let's hear Paul.
Let us all stand. We serve an awesome God.
Amen.
I promise y'all. We serve an awesome God. If you got to go, you can go. But if this how the devil deceives so many folks.
1502. Catalog 1502.
Don't, if you're not saved, don't walk out here lost. To go to hell without telling them the truth. I love Jesus. I'm not boasting, and I love peoples. Jesus is the Savior
He the only way to go to heaven. I'm telling you, you don't just jump up and go to heaven. He the only way. You got to go through him. He have it so simple. It can't get no simpler if a man just confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shall be saved. It's just that simple. The devil make it feel like it's hard. Simple, just faith. Not jumping up and down. No feel. Just I believe what this Bible says. It's a faith walk and not a fear walk. I'm walking out on his name. It's just that simple. We make it complicated. It's just that simple. Some folk get saved and jump up and down. Well and good. Hallelujah. Well and good. But I'm trusting his name. I heard what he said. So I'm on. It's a faith walk. He said he'll save me. And I'm going down and confess his name because I need to be saved. Will there be one? Will there be one? You got to die now. I hate to bring it up. I don't hate to bring it up. But you're going to die. You're going somewhere to stay forever. Don't let nobody fool you. Because I love you so. I died for your sin. Try to explain that to folk. He died for your sin on that cross. He suffered for you, for your sin. Because he loved you so.
Amen.
To keep you from going to hell. He the only way to go back to God. You came from heaven. You didn't come from this earth. Your house, the body you live in came from this earth. But you, your soul, came from God.
Amen.
A living soul.
Amen.
Keep on living. Chickens and turkeys not living souls. They are soul but not living soul. We keep living somewhere. Because that's the God part. Will there be another? Trying to explain to you to the best of my ability. Because I love your soul. Will there be another? While we take these in, you may come. Yes, Lord. Helen, come on, baby. Go in.
Pastor Walker, we have one candidate for baptism.
Hallelujah. Sister Johnson, how you doing, Sister Johnson? May God bless you, baby. Hallelujah. This is the best step you ever made in your life.
Yes.
You will give your life to Jesus, don't you?
Yes.
Do you believe that he is the Christ?
Yes, I do.
The Son of the living God.
Yes.
Well, he said if you confess his name, I want you to confess his name. Do you believe it down in your heart?
Yes, I do.
Repeat after me. Say,
I believe
that Jesus Christ,
yes, that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
I believe
He died for my sin. But he didn't stay dead.
He got up.
With all power. In his hand.
Say, I'm giving my life
to Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
to be my personal Savior.
To be my personal Savior.
Say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving my life.
For saving my life.
See, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved. Well,
shake her hand. Tell her you're saved. I'm saved. Shake her up too, buddy. Tell her you're saved.
Saved.
Boy, boy, boy. That make me feel good. Saved! Saved! Lord, I'm telling you, read. Okay, hold on. Oh, he's okay with her. Okay. I know. I thought you were my memo people. It's your heart, yeah. Okay. Sister, how you doing?
Pastor Walker, we have two candidates for baptism.
Hold the good one. Call their name out.
Justin Hamby and Jeffrey Hamby.
Oh, your brother, daddy, son,
nephew.
How you doing, Jeff? Bless your heart, man. How you doing? Bless your heart, man. You see how happy these folks are for y'all? Only children been born again is happy for them. Happy for Jesus come to save folks.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory, glory. He come to save people. Folks got to be saved. Hallelujah. 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 I want y'all to just let me one time. Hallelujah. Glory be to us, man. Glory be to us, man. Will that be available? By petition, XPM, by letter. But if you're lost, don't walk out here lost. You don't have to be a member of this church. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. But get Jesus as your Savior. You got to die now. You got to die. You got to die. And notice, when you die, never go to church, never come to church. But all they want to bring the funeral and have a funeral, they bring your body and lay across him. I'm talking about folks who never get their life to Christ. They want to have it in the church. By having it in the church, the soul already gone. The soul already in hell. And the preacher get up there try to push him in hell and heaven. It don't work like that. If you're lost, if you got lost, you're going to hell then. Let the devil deceive you. And the preacher, some of these preachers, pastors get trying to fix it. We don't know. No, you don't know. He's lost. And trying to put him in heaven. It don't work like that, y'all. Let's stop fooling ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
This thing is real. Amen. Real. Hallelujah. I want to ask y'all a question. Come on. Do y'all believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes,
do you believe it down in your heart?
Believe it in my
heart. Hallelujah. I want y'all to confess it with your mouth. Repeat after me. Say, I believe
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
I believe
He died for my sins. But He didn't stay dead.
He got up.
With all power.
In His hand.
I'm giving my life. To Jesus Christ. To be my personal Savior. Bless your soul in this. That's it. Okay, y'all can follow them. Y'all follow them. Come on, baby. We'll baptize y'all next Sunday. Those who got to be baptized, we'll baptize next Sunday at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. Those of us, this is our prayer. You may come around the altar. If those who want me, stand where you are, finna go, Helen. Those who plan on going out to Mona Valley, Tonya says she'll be leaving at 1:30. Hallelujah. I'll be going and leaving at 2 o'clock, going down, if anybody want to follow me. Those who are not going, pray for us. We need your prayers. Let's just hold somebody's hand. Gracious Father,
yes, sir.
We thank you for everything.
Yes, sir.
Because we owe you everything.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for our homes.
Yes.
We thank you for cars, clothes, and food.
Yes.
But most of all,
well,
we thank you for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Who died for our sins, that we may have a right to the tree of life.
Yes.
Thank you for still saving souls. Those who confess your name, now use them in your kingdom.
Yes.
Let them bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. We pray to God for everyone that's standing. Keep them in your care. Some going through trials and tests. Some may be hurting. Some may have a sickness. But you able.
Yes.
By your stripe,
yes,
we are healed. You the Lord God that heals me.
Yes.
Some having problems in the home. Fix it for them in Jesus' name. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for those who confess your name again.
Yes.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, let them be a light everywhere they go and shine for you. And touch those who need a touch in here.
Yes.
And we thank you for everyone. Everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
May God bless you. May God keep you.